Greetings and welcome. Thank you for taking a few minutes to download your free gift, Three Keys to a Greater Connection with Source, and put forward the effort to listen to it. This is Suzanne Goulet. I'm grateful you've come over to take a look at my site and have chosen to listen to this program to see if there's anything you might learn here. I honor this choice you've made and promise to deliver you material that will both benefit and awaken your spirit to make wise choices in increasing your connection with Source. It is my firm belief that this is where all of your happiness lies, where all of your peace and tranquility reside, where all joys and an infinite source of love is available to you, and that you are always connected to this Source. It is your divine inheritance as a child of this higher power. Obviously, if you're listening to this program, you're curious to know a little bit about creating a greater connection with Source. You probably already know its value. You may already have experienced a strong connection at times, or have tools and practices that you use daily, or at least practice when you can. It's possible you may be fairly new to the spiritual path, perhaps having been taught a particular religious base when you were younger, or not at all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are along your spiritual path either. What matters most is that you are aware that you are on a spiritual path. Something in your life may be calling you forward to pay more attention to what is going on with you internally or spiritually. Some of you may have experienced a crisis of sorts, either recently or over the course of many years, have found yourself a bit challenged. Whatever the reason, your soul is calling you forward now to enlist a greater portion of its help and guidance for your life. Without a strong and clear, conscious connection to Source, you may find that the impact of your exterior world begins to wreak havoc in your interior world. What that means is what's happening on the outside of your life begins to affect more and more your mood, your thoughts, your emotions, and ultimately, even your body. And no matter what you do to try to fix what's going on the outside, nothing seems to work or little seems to change. And so over the course of a period of time, you're finding yourself still looking at and experiencing the same forms on the outside of your life that you aren't quite happy with. This is so often the catalyst for seeking solutions on the inside and exploring what it would be to change and to shift upward. I'm going to be guiding you through this three-part audio program called Three Keys to a Greater Connection with Source. Although you may already have a spiritual practice in your life, my purpose and offer here is to provide you with a few reminders, perhaps a few tips and tools you haven't thought of before, and give you a little encouragement forward. Ultimately, you'd like to be set up with some daily habits that will keep you connected to that higher power. And with consistency and practice, it will improve greatly. This connection can and will significantly improve your life by allowing the reception of new ideas and energies that improve your health and vitality, heal your mind, and create emotional well-being. This higher source of power also has a connection to you, residing right within you. You are connected to it, and it to you. As it is and you are, all connected to all things. This is what is meant by all are one. Energetically, we exist as part of a large web of life where each of us is connected to each other, and all of us are an extension of this great, divine, source intelligence and love. And so this program is designed to assist you in increasing your connection to that source of all. When you can improve your connection to this source, you open yourself up to an infinite number of possibilities for your life, continually expanding your potential exponentially to receive unlimited opportunity and create great things in your life in unlimited ways. Now, before I go too far, let me clarify what I mean by this higher power that I refer to as Source. You may have your own particular name or brand or version or idea of what your higher source power may be, and whatever name or brand you choose is perfectly right for you. I ask all my clients, all my friends, that they refrain from trying to convince others that their brand is the best. I promise to do the same for you. I believe your brand is exactly best for you, and I have faith that it will work perfectly for you. As long as you truly have faith in something larger than yourself, you shall be guided perfectly. I understand that this is an all-pervasive force that is self-organizing and connecting all of creation. That it is a benevolent force, that it is a higher intelligence that connects all things and can provide miracles. If you accept that it is at least slightly more than you are by yourself, then we can be on the same page and move forward splendidly here. I simply provide a message and suggestions that in continually improving your connection to this force is how you can be led to all kinds of divinely inspired solutions for many aspects of your life. The tools and suggestions presented are to help you to connect and to grow, to enjoy connecting on a more regular basis, to consider making more room in your life for it. It's sort of like exercise. When you haven't done it in a while, you don't really feel like it. But when you are in a habit of doing it consistently, your body misses it when you don't and pushes you to go out there and to move. With your daily practices and focus on a spiritual level, you will develop and create the same kind of hunger to stay in tune with this higher connection that you will begin to feel within you. And as you do your practice consistently, you will begin to see your whole life shift and change dramatically for the better. No matter what circumstances you may find yourself in now or at any time in the future, it doesn't mean that you will forever and ever be without any challenges. But at least now you will have a better idea of what the challenges are for, and have the tools and knowledge of know-how to move through them with more ease and grace. I want to clarify that it's not that suddenly this higher power is simply going to start handing things out to you as it sees fit. This is not a type of parental figure that rewards you or punishes you based on how good you are or how hard you pray. This is not the concept that is working anymore, although it has been what humanity has believed and has practiced so far. We are evolving, and so is our understanding around how the universe works, how this higher power works, and how the divine loving intelligence runs through all things. We are coming into the knowing that we have a hand in our own destinies, that we are actually co-creators of our own worlds. We are becoming consciously aware that through the process of using our minds and our imaginations, together with bringing our passion on board, we can create the outcomes we desire. It's not that you can create a diamond ring on demand, but so many individuals are now learning that through so many various spiritual, mental, and emotional tools that we have, we can begin to create lives that are more in tune with who we really are and what we really desire. We are learning and experiencing that what we hold within, both in our minds and in our emotions, is what is primarily responsible for what we are experiencing on the outside of our lives. Once we truly understand this and know this, we can begin to take responsibility for whatever it is we are experiencing in our lives, no matter what it is. By following these very basic tools I'll outline for you, many people have healed themselves from lifelong depression, addictions, chronic illnesses even, or pain. They have significantly improved problems in their relationships or a lack of relationships. And they've also resolved issues with being stuck in their career or their finances or in finding the right livelihood for themselves. They find their creativity starts to grow. Laughter and fun return to their lives, and they find themselves magnetic to so many good things coming into their lives. This is my wish for you and my wish for so many more on the planet today. We are going through a great transition that has been predicted for thousands of years by multiple cultures and religions in the world. Our time is now, and we are rising up to a new level of awareness, a new level of consciousness, and that the divinity within you has become more apparent, more present, and is taking a greater precedence over anything else in our lives, more so than ever before. It's time for us to all get on board. Everyone has a divine right to experience more joy in their lives. It's one of the purposes of your life to live in more joy and to experience all the good things that living here on earth has to offer you. This pathway to connecting to a higher consciousness of knowing can be accessed at any time. It exists right within you. Knowing and staying connected to this higher source takes practice. What I'm going to teach you is that your role is in co-creating your world around you, and that by establishing and increasing a greater connection to this higher source of all creation, you can have a better hand in receiving great things in your life. That connection of yours can teach you so many things about yourself and assist you in clearing out blocks that are being held within, that are messing up your manifestations. Once you are cleared, it becomes a matter of following your inner dictates, taking action on them, and then allowing your path to lead you to your highest experiences. Everybody wants more happiness in their lives, more happiness, more freedom, more love, and more joy. That happiness and deep sense of joy can take the form of having more loving relationships, achieving greater success with your work or your career, and letting go of that nagging health condition you would so like to be free from. All these forms of happiness, that which is outside of you, are simply that, a form outside of you. My proposition for you here is that once you can establish your source of happiness to come from within you, before the form you want arrives, you will then be able to magnetically attract what you want to you. The power of a much higher source takes care of this, and it is the overall design of the universe that like attracts like. It delivers to you an exact reflection of what you are already holding within. All that you are experiencing on the exterior of your life is also in the process of shifting and changing according to how you shift and change as well. This is how you get to see your own interior magnificence through what's called your mirror. Your life experience is now simply reflecting back to you a manifestation of your own thoughts, feelings, and subconscious programming. This happens both by you personally, and also what we see in our worlds collectively is what we are holding collectively. This is a core principle in contemporary spirituality today. This concept, however, is as old as the winds. However, it is becoming more and more mainstream to accept this concept, and it will help humanity considerably in its evolution forward. My wish is that you become a part of this forward evolution. Yes, now some of you may already be aware of this concept and have been working on your interior for years. Others of you may have just started learning a little bit about the law of attraction, which has begun now to be very popular in the mainstream for those seeking to take greater control over what they are experiencing in their lives. But there can be many misconceptions about how this law works. There can be many false ideas and misconceptions that you alone can consciously control and dictate what you want to experience in your life. And so when results don't show up like you want them to, there can be self-blame or frustration that this law isn't working like it's supposed to, or worse, you think you're not doing it right. There are many, many more elements concerning this law that come into play when you are choosing to consciously manifest. I'll be delving into these ideas in another course, but for now, I simply wanted to explain to you some very basics around the law of attraction and who you are in relation to co-creating your own reality. And so here's the key. In order for us to create that happiness that we are seeking, we must create the environment within ourselves that will act like a magnet to attract it. When you're clear around the idea of love, love shows up. When you're clear about your health, health blooms. When you're clear about your value and the value of your own work, success and prosperity in compensation for it comes to you. Creating the right environment within is a pathway to clearing yourself, and it requires dedication, insightfulness, and on occasion, some help. That's why we have spiritual teachers, inspirers, and helpmates to assist us along on the journey. It can be complicated if you don't know what it is that you have to clear, or you're not aware that you've got anything to clear at all. Not to worry. This is quite normal if you've never done any work on yourself. Even if you have done a lot of work on yourself, it's still challenging. It's because much of what we are holding within is subconscious material and very hard to get to when you are working by yourself without any assistance or tools to help you. If you have been looking within to search for answers, you probably have an idea of what a few of your core themes are. You will also be led to cross paths with teachers and assistants along the way to help you on your path. As the famous saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. In my own life, I've been doing this since I was a young teenager, always a compassionate listener. I was born an empath, and so I could always feel into other people's feelings, instinctively knowing what they were going through, and I could even sometimes hear their thoughts. I seemed programmed for compassion, and yet my own journey in later years could leave me lost at times for finding my own answers. But the answers would always show up if I was consciously paying attention to some signs along the way. Sometimes through a song, a book I picked up, a friend passes and says something to me, or a teacher comes along. Now it is such an honor for me to provide the same service for others and have it be my right livelihood. To me, there could be no higher calling, and I am committed to being in service to spirit. I help and guide those on the path to clearing themselves of blocks through live meditations, home study courses just like this one, and a coaching practice and energetic healing sessions, which are my personal favorite. I am only able to do this because of the extensive personal work I've done on myself over the years and by nurturing and cultivating a very strong connection with Source. Once you are someone who has completed a certain amount of inner work, the universe or the powers that be have a tendency to sort of put you in a position to help others along their path. You might be one of those people helping others yourself now. All of us learn from those who are slightly ahead of us, and we teach those that are a few steps behind. This is the service I'm here to provide now, hopefully for you. If any of this resonates, it's likely I could be. I have to say that this is the most enjoyable livelihood I can possibly imagine. I am truly happy with what I do, day in and day out, without reserve. Nothing fulfills me more. I know that there are many ways to increase your connection to Source. So many people have found different ways to have and to increase their connection. What's being presented here are what I believe to be the essentials. I am choosing three key methods and believe that is what will serve the most people. For myself personally, I use each and every one of them every day. They are a constant for me and my source of strength, direction, peace, inspiration, and a communication with a higher power. This doesn't mean that I spend all day or hours a day practicing these three keys. In fact, my practice only consists really of 15 to 20 minutes in the morning and in the evening. And on Sunday, I contribute extra time to really rejuvenate my body, my soul, and my spirit. This connection has led me on a path to my life success in so many ways. And by success, I don't mean only abundance, although it has led to a great deal of that. For me, success has come to mean the release of all limitation and the opportunity to live my soul's full expression here on this earth. It means growing and expanding constantly, serving a higher power in any way that I am called to do, and doing so in service to all humanity. This is success for me. It is also avoiding difficulty, steering clear of hardship, and knowing all I can to keep my health, my mind, and my heart high and clear. It's operating at a high frequency at increasingly longer and longer periods throughout my day. It is the opportunity to enjoy the natural world, awesome vitality and energy, fun times and adventure. In essence, for me, it is freedom. Although some of the tools I'm presenting to you may seem really simple and obvious, they are the key to everything. They have far more tremendous depth than it appears at first glance. You may have practiced them before or not. In any case, I will be sharing with you my thoughts and tips to keeping these front and center for the health and vitality of your spiritual daily life. This particular training course can be just the beginning for you. It is a wonderful starting place, and there is plenty being offered here to greatly assist you in getting yourself squarely on your path to transformation, offering you more joy, more satisfaction with your work, your life, and your relationships, and ultimately, more freedom. Thank you for listening to this introduction. If you haven't already done so, please download your workbook now. When you're ready, I invite you to look at the questions posed for you there and use them as an impetus to ponder and then answer from your heart. There is so much to be learned about you.